this is a national effort to raise awareness to the typical driver that the construction season has begun and that there will be crews again out on the highways and roadways doing the necessary work of resurfacing and repair of our roads and bridges. And we just want to raise awareness of the typical driver that there will be workers and equipment out in the roads, and the work zones will be well posted, but they should be aware of the narrowing of the roadway, the presence of workers in the roadway, and of course, ask them to lower their speed and to move over as much as possible. You know, we want to ensure a safe working area for the people working on the roads.
My first question is very simple, and that is, do we have any information that drivers actually are more likely to get into an accident in a work zone?
Actually, we do. In fact, this year we've already had two or three incidents where people driving either distracted or impaired have driven into the work zones. There was a trooper struck the other night on 495. So it is unfortunate for us. It is something that we do deal with on a far too regular basis. Prior to us actually kind of participating in this campaign, I think there was over 40 troopers struck over a combination of a couple of years. You know, troopers working at the work zones were struck by either impaired or distracted drivers or drivers just going too fast. And as a result, we've really stepped up both the awareness campaign as well as enforcement of the traffic laws in and around these work zones.
And I'm sure that a part of this awareness campaign is also to have drivers be more aware of their actions on the road. Could you mention one of the top distractions that drivers face that can lead to an accident?
Right. I want to remind people that texting while driving is banned in Massachusetts, but unfortunately, I see numerous people still doing that while they're driving. It takes your eyes off the road, and at highway speeds, you can come up upon a work area very quickly. And that has contributed a lot to some of the incidents, you know, the distracted driving part of it. And also, we have issues because we do a lot of our work at night for the convenience of the drivers so that we're not working during congested travel times. There are also other people, impaired drivers at night, that have also contributed to some of these incidents.
Is there any time of day where an accident is more likely to occur in a work zone?
Most of the incidents we've had happen have happened at night, nearly a mile before the work zone. We start putting out warning signs, and then normally about a quarter mile of the work zone is when we start putting out the cones and barrels. A lot of time at night when we're doing interstate paving, people will drive by a long distance of barrels because the crews will be going up and down the roadway. So there's what we feel is adequate warning prior to. But at night, especially late at night, there are people out there driving impaired. And sometimes it seems like they're just oblivious to the warning signs, placards, and cones. And that is one reason why we employ what we call bump trucks, which can absorb the impact from a vehicle if they drive into the work zone. So they hit the cushion on the back of the truck prior to hitting any of the workers. But even then, the people in that vicinity are subject to hazard of that impact.
So what are some of the other steps that MassDOT is taking to educate folks about National Work Zone Safety Week?
In addition to a media outreach, we will have pamphlets and information available, but we also will use public service announcements, and we'll also be running messages on our variable message boards that are around the state now along the highways, reminding people of the campaign. And of course, we will have adequate signage out on the highways in the area of work zones to alert drivers to the beginning of construction season.